We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's coming up on 9:50 here. We're talking with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health Services, and going to chat here about some legislative things that Pawnee's keeping an eye on. Robin, what you got?
Yes, thank you. Of course, the legislature is in session, and when the legislature goes into session, the Association of Community Mental Health Centers of Kansas is busy and taking a look at bills that are being considered and budgets and that sort of thing. And so there's several things that are of interest this year regarding mental health. The KDAB's budget, and KDAB's of course is the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. That is the program under which, or the agency under which community mental health falls. And they're looking at several things which the association is very interested in. One would be an increase in the behavioral health Medicaid reimbursement rates. Those rates have not been increased for more than a decade. And so we're very interested in and following that very closely, and are recognizing that there is a huge need for those rates to be adjusted upward. I was just signing off on some bills the other day, and or some contracts for services the other day, and saw how vendors are increasing what their charges are. But in community mental health, we can't just increase what our charges are because our costs are increasing. And that's one of the reasons why events like Pancakes for Pawnee are so important. Because since our mission is to provide services regardless of ability to pay, for an organization like ours, increasing our rates just means we increase what we write off. And of course, there's no reason to just increase what our write-offs are. It doesn't make sense for us to do that. And so we find ourselves then sort of locked in a pattern of what we can be compensated for. And so events like Pancakes for Pawnee or Driving the Dream are opportunities for us to bring in some charitable dollars to help offset the costs of providing community mental health services. So another important part of that KDAD's bill is funding for crisis intervention centers. Now, crisis intervention centers are different than crisis stabilization units. The crisis stabilization unit that Pawnee runs in Manhattan, for example, is a 24-hour service. It is meant to divert people, to stabilize a crisis and divert them away from a hospital. There are 5 or 6 crisis stabilization units in the state of Kansas, mostly in urban areas. Crisis intervention centers are centers that people can access services to on an involuntary basis. So the CSU, the Crisis Stabilization Unit, is for voluntary services, people who know that they need help, people who are willing to consent to receive help for their mental illness. Crisis intervention center would allow community mental health centers to provide treatment on an involuntary basis. It would be a way then to divert some people away from the state psychiatric hospital, which for years has had problems with access to services because of the limit on the number of people who can be admitted there. And then the pandemic has just complicated that even more because of quarantine and isolation initiatives that the hospitals have had to undertake. So the crisis intervention center funding would provide resources for community mental health centers to provide those involuntary services. So that's something that we're looking at very closely. I don't know that all community mental health centers would be able to provide that level of care. It does require workforce, for example, as well as facility. And so I would see, even for our community, that workforce challenges and then facility challenges would be two hurdles that we would have to jump over in Manhattan in order for us to be able to operate a crisis intervention center. But it's definitely something that we're interested in, something that we'll watch closely, and something that I think could really benefit our community. Another thing is that is contained in the KDAD's budget is funding for the 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. We've talked about this before. This is a national initiative that would bring 988 basically to the front of all of our awareness and knowledge by creating a nationwide network of suicide intervention centers, so that when people dialed 988, they would be connected to that National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It would be similar to when people dial 911 for any other medical emergency. And so the KDAD's budget includes funding for 988 so that Kansas can implement that. And that's actually a federal requirement that all states would have 988 operational by this July. So we're watching that very closely as well. There's also funding in there for certified community behavioral health center implementation grants. The certified community behavioral health center is a new model in Medicaid where community mental health centers are able to more fully integrate primary care and prevention activities into the delivery of services to individuals with mental illnesses. And so it's been well known and studied that people with chronic mental illnesses die 25 years earlier than the average individual. And so there's been a great awareness that we need to bring primary health care services into the mental health services so that individuals who have serious or chronic mental illnesses are also receiving the health, physical health care that they need when they need it. So that's something we're watching closely. And then there are a couple of other initiatives, funding initiatives within the KDAD's budget that would bring additional training to the community mental health centers. There's an emphasis on trauma-informed care training and also a suicide prevention training. So we're very interested in the opportunities that this funding would provide and eager to be able to see that our staff have that training made available to them.
All right, lots going on there in the legislature, and we'll keep an eye on those too as they work their way through the process. I know you wanted to give an opportunity here to talk about some more of the sponsors here that are helping you out with next Tuesday's event.
Yes, I really do want to just thank and give a shout out to our sponsors. Of course, it goes without saying that Early Edition has been there every step of the way from year one. Anderson Knight, of course, is really adding a lot of fun to the event this year by sponsoring the color changing cups. Stormont Vale Foundation is a lead sponsor for Pancakes for Pawnee this year, as is Schilling Construction Company. So we're very grateful to Stormont Vale Foundation and the Schilling Construction Company for their lead sponsorships of this year's event. Jackie Lambert and Commerce Bank are also sponsors of the event this year, as is Burnett Automotive, Midwest Concrete Materials, and BHS Construction. And so we're very grateful to all of them for their support of our event.
It is a great one, and it's nice to see it's doing so well 4 years in. Pancakes for Pawnee again next Tuesday, 4:30 to 7 p.m. Get your tickets online at pawnee.org. Robin, always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up our program. Coming up tomorrow, RCPD, it'll be Captain Kyle in the studio with us tomorrow.
Captain Josh Kyle.
That's right, Captain Josh Kyle.
That's the one.